Wired. Central Time, I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, are you overwhelmed by zucchini? For this week's edition of Food Friday, we have a guest who helps us get creative with all that extra produce. First, when you think of the Midwest, what comes to mind first? The Washington Post recently set out to determine what places and things are the most Midwestern using hard data analysis. Sort of. Their data columnist built a database of Airbnb rental listings across the country to analyze the text and see what words they used most often, and then use that by region to define places like the Midwest. Iowa, Indiana, and Wisconsin were the three most Midwestern states. That's based on how often these listings mention the word Midwest. Then the Post took it a step further and looked at which words appeared the most in these listings across the 12 Midwestern states to find out which things were most Midwestern. We're putting that to the test with a highly regarded expert on the subject, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What says Midwestern to you? Do you think Wisconsin is the most Midwestern state? Why or why not? Did you move to the Midwest from somewhere else? What stood out to you the most about Wisconsin in particular or about Midwest living? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Charlie Behrens is a comedian who hosts the Manitowoc Minute. He's author of the book, The Midwest Survival Guide, How We Talk, Love, Work, Drink, and Eat Everything with Ranch. He performed this week at the Wisconsin State Fair. That's pretty Midwestern. Charlie, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Yeah, no, it's good to be back, and, you know, I hope you got, the last time you had me on, I did send you that care package in the mail. Did the rhubarb make it?
Loved it. So we could go on a half hour like this. That's the most Midwestern thing I could think of. All right, now, Charlie, but in this data from the Washington Post, they looked at this Airbnb data, the number one most distinctive thing in the Midwest on these listings, walleye, the fish. What do you think? Pretty Midwestern?
Well, that's, you know, if I were to think of some, that would probably be up there pretty near close to top. I mean, I've been fishing walleyes, honestly, since I was first there to fish, when I first started fishing, right off the dock in Fond du Lac, Lake Winnebago, and we catch them all night long. In the early summer, early June, that's when you get them. And, yeah, fishers love them.
Now, I'm not a fishing guy, but I'm a fish-eating guy, and I do love walleye fish fry. Now, I think fish fry has to be on our list of Midwestern things, too. I don't think it was in this list from the Washington Post. I put it there, though. How about you?
Yeah, and you know, a fish fry, and I didn't know this growing up in Wisconsin, but it's a very Wisconsin thing, and it's not as prevalent outside of Wisconsin. It's kind of like Butler to a certain degree, you know? But to me, there's nothing more Midwest than a fish fry, and I honestly still don't know if I believe the fact that they're not anywhere other than Wisconsin. But, hey, if that's the case, I'm glad Wisconsin is paving the way for the fish fry, because there's nothing better than that, assuming you have your Pepsi AC.
Definitely. Now, I grew up in Michigan and then came to Wisconsin. You could find fried fish, and you could often find it on Friday. It wasn't, at least in my part of the state of Michigan, it wasn't the thing it is in Wisconsin. This was an institution I saw when I came here. It wasn't that in southeastern Michigan. So I agree.
Yeah. But we should spread it over there. You know, I mean, they're missing out, you know, it should be more of a perch or walleye kind of place, in my humble opinion.
We've got some callers at 800-642-1234 with thoughts on what is Midwestern. Josh starts us off in Duluth. Josh, hi.
Hey, how's it going? One of the most Midwestern things I think you could think of is a whole segment dedicated to zucchini on your local found here.
You got us. Are you a zucchini fan, Josh? I know you're joshing us a little bit, but do you like the stuff?
I'm a zucchini fan, and I'm actively tuned in too. So that's the other thing is I'm gonna look at that.
Thanks for the promo, Josh. Yes, zucchini coming up. I don't know, Charlie, what other foods? We talked fish fry. What other foods leap to mind when you think of Midwest?
Well, you know, the zucchini is a good one because it's a lot of stuff you're growing in the garden. So, you know, you got the zucchinis and the cucumbers and whatnot, obviously. But then outside of that, cheese curds. I just came from the state fair, so I'm just thinking about everything deep fried and on a stick, honestly. But, you got your casserole, and then you got the casserole versus hot dish argument, you know, and that. And I know we're not trying to get political here, but that's a real political conversation, sure. Right? I mean, that'll break up a family over Thanksgiving, you know, if you call Aunt Linda's casserole a hot dish. Them's fighting words. So you got to be careful with it, too.
Now, last time we were on, we talked about your book, and something I loved about your book, we talked about this a little, is, you know, there's a couple ways. You could say, okay, Midwestern, you know, it's kind of an exclusive thing. You're not from around here, so you don't get it. You take a different approach where you include a lot. The stereotypical things we might think about the Midwest, you also say, hey, we got cities in the Midwest. Prince is from the Midwest. We've got a lot of great music, a lot of other traditions. And I don't know, you invite people, I think, to participate in Midwestern identity as opposed to, say, in gatekeeping Midwestern identity.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that is at the heart of what it means to be Midwest. You know, I do think that Midwest nice thing is what the Midwest is at its best, and it is inviting and welcoming all sorts of folks in. And even if you're not from here, you know, you can easily become part of the culture, as a lot of cultures have done. They've come in and they've been accepted, and they brought so much to the table.
Talking to Charlie Behrens, comedian, host of the Manitowoc Minute, author of the book The Midwest Survival Guide. We're talking about what it means for something to be Midwestern. What defines the Midwest, Wisconsin, and the other Midwestern states that are out there too? And you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your answers. That's 800-642-1234. Rachel is with us next in Fort Atkinson. Rachel, hi.
Hi. I think there are a couple things that make the Midwest what it is. I think quality beer, and then freshwater sports and casseroles, because casseroles aren't always hot.
All right, what's your favorite casserole, Rachel, hot or otherwise? I'm putting you on the spot.
Cold tuna casserole with Lay's chips.
Cold tuna casserole with Lay's. Oh, I love it. Rachel, thanks a lot for that. Yeah, the fresh water. I mean, so much. We have the Great Lakes. If you don't have Great Lakes, you've got a bunch of lakes in the Midwestern states. That and the beer are big parts of it for Rachel, Charlie.
Yeah, and, you know, actually, one of my favorite videos I ever did was where I was showing people how to water ski with beer. And that, you know, it's not something I recommend you do, but if you are interested, I got a tutorial for you on that situation. So you even dropped a ski. But, yeah, you look at the skiing, the tubing, and also not just tubing behind the boat, but putting a tube in a river and doing that lazy river. That's fantastic as well.
Thanks a lot for that call, Rachel, at 800-642-1234. Charlie, I assume you hear from people all over the country, even outside the Midwest. What are some of the questions people ask you, or the things that seem to confuse people who aren't from the Midwest about what we do here?
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about the weather, about how can you live in a place that, you know, that's so cold half the year, you know, and the answer is it's more than half the year, to be quite honest with you. So and furthermore, I don't know, but we do find ways to have a lot of fun, even in the months that are not as comfortable. I mean, ice fishing is the perfect Midwest example of, you know, taking the frozenness of the entire region, saying, you know, when God gives you ice, cut a hole in it and see if you can't get yourself a walleye or something. And we find plenty, and even just swimming, the polar bearing stuff, you know, that started here. Did it actually start here? I don't know, but I'm just going to claim it anyway. You know, we literally cut a hole in the ice and said, let's go swimming. We surf here in the winter, in the UP on Superior and Lake Michigan. Sheboygan's got better waves, sure, than Malibu, you know, and you can only surf in the colder months.
Let's go back to our callers. Dennis is with us in Oconomowoc. Dennis, hi.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's your story, Dennis?
So, you know, I'm originally from New York, and I moved here, you know, for work to Oconomowoc, and get a little used to the, you know, the fish frying stuff. I love walleye. The beer is great. I was wondering if Charlie had any other suggestions other than cheese and beer and brats, you know, with casseroles. What else can we eat here?
And, Dennis, I got to ask, first of all, how long have you been in Oconomowoc from New York?
A little less than 2 years, so it's about a year and 9 months or so.
Okay, all right. So advice for Dennis to expand his Midwest horizons. Welcome, a couple years late, welcome to Wisconsin, Dennis. Charlie, any advice for Dennis?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, I was waiting for the lead up on that. That was my bad.
That was my bad.
Oh, sorry about that.
I stepped on you there, buddy.
Four times.
Yeah.
Now look at you being very Midwest. Yeah, there's a ton of different stuff here. I mean, first of all, the supper club is a Midwest staple in that you got the prime rib, you got the venison truffle. Also, there are a lot of great indigenous dishes around. And if you can get yourself to an intertribal powwow, you can have some of those. There's a great chef in Minneapolis, Chef Ye Vang, and he's Hmong, and he's got a great kitchen which has amazing Hmong dishes. So there's so many different culinary experiences here. And really, again, there's influence from Hmong and Somalia, Germany, Ireland. And so there are all these different traditions that are here if you just look for them.
Dennis, thanks a lot. Hope that helps. Comedian Charlie Behrens is with us, host of the Manitowoc Minute, looking at what makes stuff Midwestern, what things are the most Midwestern. And we're looking for your answers to those questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What people or places or things or ideas are the most Midwestern to you? Call in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you coming up on Central Time. Central Time, I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with comedian Charlie Behrens, author of the book, The Midwest Survival Guide. He's with us today to help us sort out some inspiration here. The Washington Post analyzed what objects, animals, places, and ideas are the most Midwestern. We want your thoughts on that at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Paul is with us in Phillips. Paul, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What do you got for us, Paul?
Well, if you're from the Midwest, you got to know your sausages, your bratwurst, your knackwurst, your yackwurst, summer sausage, Polish sausage. You know, I have a brother who moved to Oklahoma. I sent him a care package because he lives in a sausage desert.
What, do you have a favorite, Paul?
Oh, my God. Right now, we're about ready to cook some Asagio cheese bratwurst that we're made locally here.
That sounds great. I'll stop by after the show. Paul, thanks a lot. Charlie, favorite sausages?
You know, my Uncle Tom used to host these cookouts back in the day, and he would always go to a local butcher in Milwaukee, and he got these Hungarian sausages, and oh my gosh. Now, you got to watch out for them because they're on the spicier side of life. So you get one of those things, you're going to have that heartburn. You're going to have the meat sweats at 2 a.m., especially if you mix it with a beer or two. So you got to be careful on that side. But going down, they're fantastic.
That sounds great. Can I make a confession to you, Charlie? I don't know if I've said this on the air before. So when I first moved here, I'm from Michigan, like I said. I had eaten bratwurst in my life, but it wasn't a thing to call them brats there. So I get here. And there's all these restaurants with brats in their name. What? Brats? What? Have some brats with your beer, or give your beer some brats? Brats? Yeah. I was surprised by this, that shorthand. I think now John Madden, when he was doing NFL calling, he popularized brats a little more. This was one that surprised me, Charlie.
You saying that also, it's kind of like the fish fry thing. I forget that they don't call them brats outside of, and that I didn't realize that was a Wisconsin thing either until this moment right now. So I got to start opening my eyes a little bit more when I tour outside of the state, because and see if I can't find a brat house somewhere in Michigan. You know, the other thing is once you focus on it, then you see it all over the place.
Exactly.
But man, that's wild. And you don't have there's no shame in that. You know now, and that's all that's important.
Oh, I do. I take it for granted now. Let's go back to our callers. Clifford is with us in Pewaukee. Clifford, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's your Midwestern stuff, Clifford?
Well, I drive a lot, and I notice there's a lot of deer.
Oh,
they may
yeah.
be laying on the side of the road, but, oh, boy, there's a lot of deer.
deer as a big defining element of Wisconsin. Clifford, whether and Charlie, whether you're looking at them or hunting them or eating them, deer here in Wisconsin, again, I think in particular, a big part of the Midwestern idea.
Yeah, I mean, how we say I love you is watch out for deer, because they are around, you know, and you may lack the emotional capacity to tell your loved ones I love you, but you will tell them to drive safe now and watch out for deer. And I'll also add, have a, you know, a buck knife in your brat holder, which some people call their sunglasses holder. Because if you do hit one and it's fresh, you know, that is some zero carbon footprint way to fill your freezer with some meat right there.
Clifford, thanks for that. Katie is calling from on the road right now. Katie, hello.
Hi.
What do you have? What is your Midwestern defining idea?
Well, so I'm from Ohio originally, and I moved to Boston 7 years ago. And my husband and I are currently on a road trip to Minnesota for a family reunion. And the thing I miss the absolute most about living in the Midwest is how friendly everyone is, because they are not friendly at all in Boston.
Oh, no. What does that look like in Boston, Katie? How does that manifest itself?
Sorry. You cut out a little bit.
Yeah. What does that unfriendliness in Boston look like?
I don't know. Just everyone's kind of a little more like cold and closed off.
Oh,
and
no.
Sometimes people like to blame it on the weather, maybe, but I mean, it's
because we don't have that here.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
Katie, thanks a lot for the spread the friendliness, the Midwestern friendliness in Boston. Charlie, what do you think? Friendliness as a defining factor of the Midwest?
Well, I think it is certainly friendly, you know, and I think that's it's got its roots in a few different places. You know, a lot of folks are just trying to find a way to get themselves out of purgatory earlier. So they're going to, it's a do nice first, ask questions later kind of place. And I like that about it.
Katie, thanks. I hope Boston warms up to you a little bit. We're talking to Charlie Behrens from the Manitowoc Minute, author of the book, The Midwest Survival Guide. We are talking about what defines the Midwest, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Jim in Watertown is with us now. Jim, what says the Midwest to you?
Well, Katie kind of took it. It's your personality, man. I was a boilermaker. I'm from Maryland, and I'll tell you what. I've never seen a warmer set of people than you got out here, but I do have one rub.
Uh-oh.
Why do you call a bubbler, a water fountain, a bubbler? It took me a daggone year to figure out what y'all were talking about.
Jim, thanks a lot for that. You know, I got to say, Charlie, I knew I was a Wisconsinite the first time I was traveling. I was visiting my brother in California, and I was somewhere, and I asked somebody to counter, hey, do you have a bubbler? And I didn't do it on purpose, but we've talked about the history on the show. Bubbler, there's like Wisconsin and then like a couple little places in Maine or something like that. Bubbler is a defining word here.
Yeah, it's I think it's Wisconsin and Rhode Island and actually somewhere in Boston. They also call it, but they say bubbler with an A. but, you know, I think it comes from the Kohler company, which based in Kohler, Wisconsin, obviously. A lot of toilets. Check your toilet. If it's a Kohler toilet, that came from right here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. But I think they also, back in the day, made the first what some call water fountain. Obviously, for us in Wisconsin, water fountain, that's a place you get change for the meter. But, no, the bubbler is it comes from that name, I think, in a lot of ways, like Kleenex is the name for tissue, and it just sort of stuck.
Jim, thanks a lot for the call. Bill joins us now in Madison. Bill, what are your examples of Midwest living?
Well, I got a couple. Two I'm not sure about, but one, corn, mm-hmm. seems pretty obvious all around the Midwest. Easy one. The other two, my friends in Germany thought I was joshing them, but tree frog and flying squirrel, are those Midwest only, or are they other places too?
I don't know. Like, do we have a lot of flying squirrels here, Charlie? That's not leaping to mind for you. They jump around a lot, but squirrels, I don't know.
You know, I'd actually be curious to look into that myself, because I've seen a lot of squirrels, and they are good jumpers, and you would think that they'd have wings. And I know flying squirrels exist, but I can't tell you I've seen one in the flesh in recent memory. And then the tree frog situation, That I'm also not sure about.
Yeah.
So now and that's the nice thing about the Midwest. It's like the onion that you got in the bottom of your crisper that you forgot about, you know, and it's starting to grow, you know, outside of there. But you start peeling back these layers and you realize that there's so much to the Midwest you never even knew. You could live here your whole life and learn something new. So I'll do a little research on that and figure it out. But thanks for bringing that up.
Bill, thanks. Our producer, Emily Burdett, says there are flying squirrels in northern Wisconsin, at least. I'll have to investigate further. We got time for at least one or two more callers. Aaron is with us in Madison. Aaron, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I wanted to give you two things. I got a game and I got a jingle. All right. So first off, the game, Euchre, the card game. Mm-hmm. Lived a lot of places, and the way I always connect with others in the Midwest, from the Midwest, is by playing euchre. Often Michigan, Wisconsin, seems to be a big Michigan thing, although their rules aren't as great as ours in Wisconsin. Then the jingle, I'll give you the jingle quick, and then you can probably fill in the blank. It goes like this. Dun, 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 dun. Boom.
Go Pack, go. Boom. I think you're working on there. Aaron, thanks a lot for that.
It.
So the Packers, let's talk the cards, though, Charlie. Euchre, I'll see your euchre. I'll raise you a pinochle and maybe a sheep's head. Card games in the Midwest, Charlie. Do you play any of them?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm actually, during the pandemic, the way my family held it together, you know, seeing each other and whatnot, was by doing Zoom sheep's head games. So we'd get on Zoom and we'd hang out, and then we'd play online sheep's head and euchre as well. And there are actually these tournaments all around. Sheep's head is much more just Wisconsin, mm-hmm. but euchre is more Midwest, and they have tournaments all around the country for euchre. And that's kind of the cool thing about the Midwest, is that, you know, wherever you go, there we are. There are Midwest people all over, and they're very proud of the culture, and they bring it with them.
Charlie, thanks again for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, it was a blast. I appreciate you having me.
That's Charlie Behrens, comedian. He hosts the Manitowoc Minute, author of the book The Midwest Survival Guide, with us today, helping us sort through a Washington Post analysis of what places and things are the most Midwestern.